everyone. This is Carrie.
And this is Courtney.
And here is Bless Your Heart podcast for the third time.
Oh my gosh, episode 3.
It's amazing. So in honor of our very third episode, we have two very special guests.
Yay!
Two of our most favorite people in the whole wide world. First, I'd like to introduce Miss Taylor Jones.
Hi!
Hi! And our second guest is the wonderful Emmy Zamora.
Hello.
Yeah.
And so today, to introduce them, we actually have a couple fun questions to get it going. Mm-hmm. So Courtney, you wanna take that off?
Absolutely. All right. So we're gonna start out with a few would you rather questions, just to get to know you both. So
Are you gonna direct it to one of us?
I'll say it, and then whoever wants to answer first.
Whoever feels led.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do 3 questions, short and sweet, and don't think too hard about it. Just whichever one you think you resonate with the most. Okay?
Can I answer them too?
No.
No. This is a guess.
You're not new.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
I'll just answer them, like, in my head.
Sure. Yep. Yep. Okay. That really helps our listeners.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay, our first one. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or 1 horse-sized duck?
Oh, that's terrifying.
I feel like the duck-sized horses would be cute, and like we'd be friends.
Okay. There's 100 of them.
It's okay.
More friends.
And I feel like duck make me think of geese, and I hate geese.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're actually fighting, I think I would want to just do the 1.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just becoming friends with them, then the 100.
Okay, nice. All right, second question. Would you rather be able to speak whale or read babies' minds?
What if I can already speak whale?
Read babies' minds.
Babies' minds.
I've never met a whale. I've never met a whale.
You can stop them from crying faster.
But don't you remember Dory?
I was going to say.
Yeah, but we can.
She's a fish.
Escape.
Okay, the final would you rather question. Would you rather be forced to wear wet socks for the rest of your life or only be allowed to wash your hair once a year?
Ew.
Wet socks.
For the rest of your life, you're wearing these wet socks.
Yeah, but I don't want greasy hair.
Yeah, hair gets annoying after a while.
This isn't a real question. So.
Okay, but they also make dry shampoo and wigs.
Your hair would get so oily.
I've used dry shampoo after 3 days and it just made it worse.
Yeah. I was like,
But then it would get, like, matted and nasty. Okay. And there would definitely be a stench, though. If you've been around somebody that hasn't washed their head in a while, like a homeless person,
then you can carry the
hair smells. I'm just saying.
Well, we weren't offending.
Okay.
I'm not offending. I'm just like... You know, people smell.
All right, continue. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Go.
That was it. That was the last question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for today's topic, we're talking about TV and movie characters.
Yes.
And as you guys know, we asked everybody to think about either who you identify with the most or who you wish you could be.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I'd like to say I identify the most with Lorelai Gilmore just because of the coffee addiction, but my best friend Andrea told me that I was kidding myself and I'm really Monica Geller.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm very organized. And.
But Lorelai's really cool too and trendy.
Yeah, but she's like, not like, but she's very go with the flow and I have a really hard time being go with the flow.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Also, in like another world, I'd like to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer because she's amazing.
Slaying
vampires.
She slays.
I'm also in love with David Boreanaz, so I'm going to follow him wherever
that
he goes.
That was what kind of put him on the map, right?
Mm-hmm. With Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Buffy?
You all know who David Boreanaz is?
The table is now split.
Bones?
The Buffy side and the non-Buffy side.
Have you seen Bones?
Can't recollect.
I know.
Oh my god, what is David he on right now?
He's on like SEAL Team or
SEAL
something?
SEAL Team right now, yeah.
Yeah, he plays pretty much the same. Oh my gosh, guys.
How have you not watched any of these 3 shows?
He pretty much plays like the same character in every TV show.
Is he a good actor?
He's beautiful, too.
You will love him
in Bones.
You actually will love him in every character.
He was one of the main characters.
Okay, because like I can picture
Let's look him up.
He's the FBI agent and Bones is the woman that he eventually falls in love with.
Can you spell that?
And so David Boreanaz was also in Buffy as Angel, and then there was a whole spinoff series called Angel. Which was not as good, but still good. And if you were a Buffy fan, you watched it.
I know who this guy is.
Yeah, it's David Boreanaz.
Maybe a little. He's
pulled
not
up a picture on Google.
What?
And now we know.
No. So, So. Okay, Courtney.
Okay, so mine, I actually have a list. There's like six of them here.
Of course there are.
I know. I like lists. Okay, so.
I have multiple personality disorder.
Okay, so first of all, the other day I was talking with Carrie.
Yes.
And we were talking about Friends, the TV show. Mm-hmm. And Carrie said that she really wanted to be Rachel. And so I was like, okay, well, if that means you're Rachel, then I know I'm not Phoebe. So am I Monica? And I was like, I just don't know if I really fit with Monica. And Carrie said, no, you are for sure Rachel. Mm-hmm. And my follow-up comment was, this is the best comment I have ever had anyone tell me in my life. And it just made my day. So probably a cross between Rachel and Monica, though.
Yes.
No,
because I don't feel like I'm as aloof as Rachel. Yeah. But I think the person that I probably identify the most with is DJ Tanner.
Oh!
That's a good one!
I never thought of that!
Oh, man.
But from Fuller House, not Full House.
Fuller House. Mm-hmm. You lost.
Literally, you never missed all of us.
Okay, but Fuller House is really good too.
I only watched the first season.
Okay.
I got one season in and then I just haven't
But I do like Candace as a person.
Exactly.
Candace Cameron Bure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever watch the gymnastics one she was in? That's a good show.
No,
she's in a lot of Christmas movies.
She does Hallmark now. And I almost bought her book, Kind is the New Classy.
Ooh, I listened to it.
Is it good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on the library app.
Oh,
is it free? Library app.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you say ew?
I said ew.
Oh. It's like free? Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's really sweet because, I mean, I think she even narrated it.
Oh.
I listened to. So it was fun, nice. Like, listening to her read her own story.
I follow her on Instagram. She's super sweet.
I do, too.
Sweet.
Okay, what was she wearing the other day?
I don't know.
I don't follow her that closely.
I don't stalk her.
She's like in this like super fierce like outfit. Like
I don't know.
She had this makeup on. Yeah. It looks like Hunger Games almost. Like she was dressing up like that.
I don't know. I just remember one time she was wearing super big sunglasses and somebody left like a really negative comment on her thing and was like, "They're way too big for your face." And then she responded with like, "Kind is the new classy," and like proceeded to. Basically lovingly kind of chew them out and, like, you need to be nice to people.
Yeah.
Huh. And I was like, that's actually a very interesting way to deal with negativity.
True.
So.
I do like her. So, yeah, I would say DJ Tanner
you
is
have
probably
a,
top
a,
of my...
A lot more on your list.
Yes. I'm not going to go through
that's
all of
That's a hefty
them.
List.
I know.
But...
I see Olivia Pope on there.
I know. That was the one I was about to say.
On Scandal?
So, yes. Olivia Pope, if I could choose to be anybody in the world, I would definitely be her because she walks into a room and commands that room and she just gets...
Kerry Washington's amazing.
She is. But the whole thing when she says, it's handled, like, I would love to be able to just walk into a situation and be like, it's handled, and walk out and people know that I mean business.
It just
like,
got real.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. So the whole, like...
So
the
what
rest
you're saying
of the...
is you want to enlist fear.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want her whole, like, messy love life going on.
I like her glass of wine she always has. She looks like she always has a cab going on.
And her style, I love her style. When she had her line at The Limited, I bought, like, almost all of her clothes. And now The Limited, R.I.P., I miss you.
Is The Limited out?
Yes!
It is?
Yes!
Oh, that's right. Bill has them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
Is this a clothing line?
Yeah.
It was a store.
Oh, my gosh.
You can tell.
Nami doesn't wear clothes.
Good thing this is a podcast.
Yeah, I was like, never
just mind. Just kidding. Okay, so, let's see. Taylor or Emmy? Either of you.
You ready? You want me
to
go first?
Whichever.
I got it.
Okay,
go for it.
Okay, this took me a little while to think of. I can never, like, think of things when I want to. So I just started thinking of, like, lists of TV shows I've watched, and for some reason, Little House on the Prairie came up to my mind.
It would.
Sometimes, well, when I was in high school, I'd still, like, rewatch it when I was sick. But anyways, so I feel like I can, like, feel Mary's vibe as an oldest of the daughters and everything. Yeah. And I'm not blind, but... You know, I have, like, the blonde hair, blue eyes. Not the blindness, but...
I'm not blind.
She's, like, really strong, strong and independent. I don't know.
Blindness?
I wish I was...
Wait, she's blind?
She becomes blind.
She becomes blind. Yeah. But she, like, overcomes it, so I get,
wait,
like,
how
that.
Does she overcome it?
I mean, she doesn't get her sight back.
That's what I was thinking.
Just because she doesn't get sight.
No, she's blind.
Oh, my gosh. But I wish I could
she
be, like...
She just learns to live with it.
I was like, she's on the prairie. How does she overcome this blindness?
She goes to the city and teaches. She teaches at a blind school. That is overcoming.
Wow, it's been a long time since I watched that show or read the book.
Well, I think they're still in reruns. They're always
probably. My one sister bought my parents, like, the entire set, and it comes in the shape of, like, a wagon.
A wagon?
And, like, you open it up, and it's... I'll have to send a picture to you, and it's, like, a book. And I will never forget, my mom was like, why did she give this to me?
I would still like that.
And they watched it, but the whole reason was just because
it was
reruns.
Oh, I thought
it was the whole series.
The
no. She got the whole, like the TV series.
Listen, I have a lot of questions all the time.
Wait, but that's only half of me.
Okay. Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah. Bless her heart, she overcame her blindness.
No,
she was saying that to you.
I was like, bless your heart. You thought the books were wagon shaped.
Okay. Anyway. So the other half of me would be Jess from New Girl.
Because I love that show.
Clumsy, and I find myself funny and sarcastic, and
are you crafty?
Yeah, I'm crafty. Yeah, I'm not crafty. Annoying like her.
No. I mean, like, she's made stuff that she's like. You gave me something that you made.
Yeah, I made you bracelet. She made us both stuff.
What else? Crafty, funny, clumsy.
I'm sorry. So, who did you say I missed it?
Jess.
Oh, yeah.
So when we watch the show, like, just me and my husband watch it, and he'll say, like, it's Tay.
That's actually really
It's very true, though.
Yeah. Oh, and awkward. That's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I think we're all a little bit awkward.
Yeah, not me.
I'm just owning it now.
Courtney's like, I'm not.
It's handled. That is not...
That is the Olivia Pope
side. I never aspire to be Olivia.
Oh, my God.
She's never awkward, ever. Courtney will tell you what's up.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Oh, man.
Okay, Emmy.
Did you have any others?
No, sorry. Just two personalities.
Awesome. Okay. Those were good. I like them.
Thanks.
So I don't really know who I would be.
That's not acceptable.
But, I was thinking, like, Leslie Knope.
Okay.
Because she's always trying to get something done.
Yeah.
And funny. But I don't think, whatever.
And be a piece of her.
A piece of her.
I was going to say.
Yeah, a piece of her. And then I was going to say, I want to be a badass at something.
And so who would that be?
So then I was thinking, like, Mad Max Furiosa, the
that's very extreme.
That is that is like,
whoa,
that is very
but like very edgy. Like, she was able to hold
that
her own.
Very B to the A.
Yeah, it's very one side or the other. Or Veronica Mars, where she was like really good at.
Never watched that.
Oh my god.
It was during my time, like, my generation, but I just never got in on it. I was watching
your
generation.
We're in
the same generation. But I was in on, like, One Tree Hill.
Oh, yes.
That kind of thing.
I wanted to be Peyton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
no, B. Davis. Sure. Can I be B. Davis? Can I change my answer?
Sure, I'll be Peyton. Sure.
I want to be B. Davis.
Who's that again?
Brooke Davis.
Oh,
Brooke. Oh, I was like, who is that?
You guys.
Yes, okay. I loved One Tree Hill.
Thank you. All about B. Davis. Yeah. Sophia Bush, if you're listening, I love you.
Okay, I thought... Brooke Davis was a much better character than the other lady, the curly-haired girl.
I like Peyton.
I liked Peyton, too.
Come on.
But she did get kind of annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't develop her character that well towards
I also think she's pretty, and I like her hair.
She is very pretty.
Her
like, I liked her personality
she's
the first couple
Denny.
Seasons, and then...
Yeah.
Denny.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
She is.
She's married to Denny. Right. I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Courtney's just shaking her head.
I have no idea what any of this is.
Have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Have you watched One Tree Hill?
No, wait, who's Denny?
Because you're missing.
Oh my gosh.
Catherine Heigl's in love with Izzy's in love with.
And that's when they play Snow Patrol.
Was he in
They play Snow Patrol a lot.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. He was the random Irishman that she met.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
That's the second guy. Not Gerard Butler.
Yeah. Not Gerard Butler. The second guy that she meets.
That's not one of my favorite movies. I don't like
it. It makes me cry because it's too realistic and unhappy.
What are we talking about now?
P.S. I Love You.
Oh.
Way to be
it, which is now on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. Is I watched it, like, the it moment is. That it... Yeah, that I got an depressing. Email from Netflix saying, hey, Carrie, we Hillary. Added a movie you might like. And it was P.S. I Love
Wait,
You. And
they
I was like,
email you?
I get email notifications daily from
wow.
Netflix.
Really?
Wow. Pretty much any time they add something, they send me an email. And I'm like, why am I getting this? But the other day, they were like, hey, we added P.S. I Love You. We thought you might like it. And I was like, good call, Netflix. Good call. And I promptly watched it. And then I went on a Princess Diary kick and watched
yes!
both
those are so good.
I watched you guys.
Actually,
I thought we were going to watch that together.
Oh, my gosh.
The makeover part with the curly hair and straight hair?
Yeah.
That's like that's me every time one. I straighten my hair.
Yeah.
I really like the music in that at the time.
That's like
also.
When I put, when I get out of the shower and I dry it and then I put some frizzies on, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah.
That will always be my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get Courtney to come over and watch it with me the other day. And she was
you didn't
like,
try to get me.
You didn't try or very me. Hard.
What? I was like, I'm to get over this.
Keeps talking about wanting
I'm
to watch
sure
it.
I'm pretty sure I said, like, I'm watching this, come over. And you were just like, I'm tired.
No.
Like, okay, well, fine.
Sometimes adulting gets in the way, but.
Okay.
Well, we were supposed I to never... watch The Notebook this week, and we didn't.
Right. What?
Because
what
I haven't seen it in years.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while since I saw that movie.
I didn't know it was on Netflix.
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't.
She said it was.
It's not on Netflix.
You said it was
I
on
own
Netflix.
It. Would you like a copy?
Said, you yes. said we should watch, you said we should watch The Notebook on Netflix. And I was like, oh. And in my head, I had this dialogue of, I didn't know The Notebook was on Netflix. Because
no,
I'm pretty sure I would have watched it
it's
already.
It's not on Netflix. That's why I haven't watched it. We need to rent it. Because I don't own it.
Sense. I own it.
But we can just borrow
so
it
So we can just have a movie night.
Which is yeah. what we're supposed
come
to do.
Come over. We'll put right. Keith in the bedroom.
Or y'all, that sounds really weird. Or y'all can come over to where I am. Y'all can come to me.
I'll say it's not on there.
Where there's no Keith.
I didn't mean to make
there
that
There is
awkward.
A cat.
See? There's awkward.
Cat. There is cat.
Oh, man.
Baxter will just stare at you in disdain. Like he does me all the time.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, I mean, you were still talking about Leslie Knope and then Furiosa from Mad Max.
Yep.
Anybody
but
else?
Then,
really
but then,
extremes.
Really extremes. But then I figured I'll probably just be Jennifer Lopez from
The Wedding
Planner because I'm always planning stuff for
I mean,
our group.
You could be that worse people. Jeez.
Yeah.
She's
no,
awesome.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
No, that's what I mean.
I figured like that might be. The
Whenever
one.
I think of The Wedding Planner, I always think of her in Made in Manhattan.
I actually
not
don't
as good.
Like that.
Not
movie.
As good.
I don't like it, but I always think of her like planning weddings and then going and trying people's clothes on, and I'm like, how is that working together? And then in my mind, I realized they're different. Movies.
But she's coming out with another movie.
Oh, what movie?
And
what?
Now she's gonna be like a girl from the hood who gets a really
oh,
good
she's
job.
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block.
And then she gets a job in like some high corporate environment. And then of course it has to be the whole like don't forget about your people, but she forgets about them. And
yeah.
then she comes full life circle.
So pretty much like every movie like in
pretty
the
much.
Early 2000s.
Man, you know who I wish I was? Who? Jessica Alba and Honey.
Oh,
I
right.
can dance.
Remember the remember the TV show she was in?
Now
Dark
that's
Angel?
A skill I wish I had was dancing.
She was in the TV show called Dark Angel. My sister Jessica watched it like
I remember
all the time.
That show.
And she had like the chip in the back of her neck. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very weird.
Isn't so she the one from In the Deep or Into the Deep?
I don't know
with Paul Walker?
Maybe.
I don't yeah. remember.
Has anybody seen the Paul Walker?
No.
No.
The documentary?
It. Yeah.
I'm not emotionally stable.
I was going to say, I want to watch
I'm,
it.
I'm putting it up there with the Fred Rogers one.
What's Fred Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
No, I
want to
watch
it.
Are You My Neighbor?
I keep looking
somebody
it up every Saturday morning. I'm like, should I go? Should I go? And then
somebody
I just against it.
I saw somebody post something on Facebook.
Especially because it's $6 during the week here.
I saw somebody post something on Facebook and they said that the credits for the Are You My Neighbor started, like the opening credits, and they were like, I was already crying
really?
In the opening credits. You're not going to cry at Mr. Rogers?
Well, let me tell you about my emotional intelligence.
So
have
you're,
we talked about
so
are you on The Bachelor?
All right, Taylor.
Not this one. Not
right.
this Taylor.
Mocha
she
Taylor.
Gives us a bad name.
Are you soulless? You don't cry?
I used to be, yeah.
Used to be?
She grew one.
A long time ago, I used to be soulless.
Let me tell you, once you hit like 25, 26, that
Man.
Will change.
Man.
How old do you think I am?
You're like 19.
But it changed. It changed because you have one.
How old are you?
No, so somebody posted this article. So anyways, Anyways, so somebody posted this article about, like, meeting Mr. Rogers in the elevator and how he got to hug him, and it was, like, a bunch of tweets back to back to back, and I was sobbing by the end of it.
Mr. Rogers is still alive.
Hugging
I saw Mr. Rogers in an elevator, I would not be inclined to hug him.
Really? Nah. It's Mr. Rogers. He's your neighbor.
But,
What? So the guy was all like, Mr. Rogers, I just want to thank you for everything, like, you really, whatever, and he just turned and looked at him and goes, are you one of my neighbors? And of course, I read that, and I just started sobbing.
That's just really cheesy.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Okay, so he was in character, like, 24/7, though.
What do you mean character? That's not a character. That was Mr. Rogers.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, his name was Mr. Rogers on television, and he's like drastically
changing right now. You don't like Fred Rogers?
I didn't say I don't like him.
Okay, guys, don't send the hate mail to our email address. You can just find Courtney specifically.
I did not ever say that I don't like Mr. Rogers.
I'm starting to judge you just a little bit.
Okay,
what are we witnessing?
I'm just saying. It's maybe Mr. We should Rogers.
Yes, guess time over.
I was just saying, I don't think I would cry at the opening credits.
Oh my goodness, but it's Mr. Rogers. I read the article about Mr. Rogers.
I would have to agree with Courtney. I don't think I would cry right away. I don't know if I would cry.
Maybe at the Notebook.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee, like, I'll cry in the first 5 minutes of the Mr. Rogers documentary. It's Mr. Rogers.
I don't see that happening for myself.
But you have to build it up for me. Like, I'm not just going to, like...
Have you not seen the previews?
Well, yeah, but even the previews, I was like, it's not, like, that big a deal. Like,
it's Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I get that.
I was like, obviously it had a much of a start.
Wait. Who was going to be Mr. Rogers? Like, how did this begin?
No, it's a documentary.
No.
But how did we get on the topic?
How did we get on this topic?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Because clearly none of us were thinking we were Mr. Rogers.
I saw the Christopher Robin movie with my niece, and that made me emotional,
did you like
too.
That?
Yeah.
That looks cute.
I don't know if I would cry.
There's a lot of nostalgia with it. Yeah. And because he's an adult, and it's basically about how he grew up, became an adult, but when in the process of becoming an adult, like, he forgets about his childhood. Uh-huh. And so the whole thing is Christopher Robin would go through, like, a doorway in the base of a tree to get to the 100-acre wood. Because remember, like, it's his imagination, and it's his stuffed animals. And so when he leaves to go to boarding school... Like, Winnie the Pooh walks him to the door and everything, and he's like, you'll never forget us. And he's like, no, I'll never forget you. And he's like, I'll still come back in the summertime and everything. But his childhood ends with Winnie the Pooh walking him to the doorway, and then it proceeds to go through, like, life and the war and all this kind of stuff. And Winnie the Pooh is literally sitting the entire time waiting for Christopher Robin to come back, but he never does because he's an adult, and he forgets about his childhood. Mm. So... It's just Taylor's being stupid. And so then,
this is an emotional moment, Taylor.
Sorry. So then there's Carrie's about to cry.
I'm not about to cry.
My
eye was itchy.
She's not.
And so then it's just like he's having a really hard time at work. It's really like stressful and everything. And Winnie the Pooh ends up going through the doorway.
To go get him.
Because Winnie the Pooh wakes up in the 100-acre wood, like, is in a fog, and he can't find any of his friends and everything.
So he's just like,
Christopher Robin is the only one that can find my friends. And so he goes through the door and everything, and he ends up in London in a park across the street from Christopher Robin's house and everything. And he ends up sitting on a bench, and that's, like, what you see in the preview. He turns around and looks, because... Pooh falls over and says, oh, bother. And Christopher Robin
really
is like, what?
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Whoa.
It was really good. I've never seen a full episode.
Is it an episode? Is it a movie? Like, what is
it? It's a movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Well, Winnie the Pooh was a book.
Right.
And it was a child series, but there's actually a lot of, not controversy.
Yeah, they had the Piglet movie, the Tigger movie.
Right. But, like, the original stories of, because then there's another movie called... Forgetting Christopher Robin or something like that. So Christopher Robin was A.A. Milne's son, but Christopher Robin got really upset because his dad capitalized on the story of Winnie the Pooh, and Winnie the Pooh was really just supposed to be a story between him and his dad.
Huh.
And so it just became this whole big thing, and so...
So you're telling me A.A. Milne is a guy?
Yeah.
I thought it was a girl all this time.
It's definitely a man.
How about J.K. Rowling? What do you think about that author?
J.K. Rowling is female. Okay. I know that much.
Good but job. All this time, yeah. I just wanted to say bless her heart.
I'm going to say bless her heart. You didn't know A.A. Milne was a man?
Sorry. I don't even know who A.A. whatever is.
A.A. Milne wrote...
Not even after this conversation.
I don't know what that is.
I'm just saying, like...
A.A. Milne wrote Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but Winnie the Pooh is not, like, part of my childhood. I'm Hispanic. there was definitely more Spanish shows.
Who only speaks English? Sorry. Yeah, that's
he does not transcend ethnicities.
Yeah. No, he does. I'm
well,
just
I mean,
saying,
he's
like,
British.
I'm just saying, I no, it's probably it has to be translated. What I'm saying is, I watch telenovelas more than anything else.
Those sound so amazing, though.
They are. They're great.
My sister started watching them on Netflix and actually started learning Spanish.
Oh, I love doing that.
I was like, yes. Do they have subtitles? She was like, yeah, but I don't have time to read them. Like, I'm cleaning the kitchen. I go, so how do you know what's happening? She goes, they end up saying the same thing over and over and over again, so you pick up on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Because really, really, it was like 15 minutes of what happened last time, 30 minutes of this show, and then you're going to repeat the 15 minutes the next day. So really, you just needed 45 minutes to get through.
That's funny.
Yeah, she started learning a little bit of Spanish, and I was like, Linda.
I did too. Okay, so there's
a show. What words are you learning from that?
Okay, so there's Gasping a show called Spanish. Velvet on Netflix.
Oh my
that's
God,
what
I love
she watched.
Show. Yes. Oh my
What's
God.
It called?
Velvet. But that's Spaniard Spanish.
Yes, and so when I first started listening to it, I was like, oh, they said thank you. And I was like, wait a second, did they say it? And
yeah,
then it was like,
they
the
say
gracias. Yeah, and so yeah. I was like,
how do you spell it?
Same way. It's just a different accent.
The C becomes a TH sound. Yeah. And so,
what happens if there's a Spaniard with a lisp? Are they just right
at perfect.
Home? It's perfect. Are they right at home? Do they really have a lisp? So, how would you know if they had a lisp?
You wouldn't know if they had a lisp
until they spoke English.
You should do a podcast in the lisp the whole time.
I would not be able to do it.
I'll come back.
Oh my God, I'm so glad somebody else watches this.
Yes, it's one of my favorite
my
shows.
My sister did.
I'm almost done. I have like 4 episodes left.
Oh, and there's also another
follow-up
show.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'll watch it because the main guy and the girl are gone.
Yeah, well, she's in it for the first little bit.
Oh, okay.
And he's supposedly in New York.
Well, I hate that they not kicked him off, but Eddie left because then I'm just like, gosh.
Yeah. But, so I would wake up sometimes, or I would, like, dream in Spanish, or I would wake up and I would, like, think I could speak in Spanish, or, yeah, it was really funny. I was just, like, all of a sudden I would have thought processes, and they would all be in Spanish, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know how to speak Spanish now.
Velvet.
4 years of high school Spanish didn't do it, but Velvet, 3 seasons of that.
That's
what got it going.
Your teachers would be so disappointed.
I know. It's awful.
Okay, there's another show, though. If you like that one, you should watch Cable Girls.
I have started watching that
one. It's good. And the third season's coming in, I think, November
or
September.
I think I stopped watching beginning of second, so I might have to pick that up, but...
And then there's another one called Morocco. As you can see,
is
I
that
was
Spanish?
Honest. Yeah, these are all Spanish.
But Morocco is...
It's when Spain controlled Morocco. It's like set in back in the day.
I was about to be like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm. It's Morocco in times of war and love.
So almost like Casablanca. Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Would you be any of these characters?
I wish I could be... Anna.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm not that creative.
Oh, I wish I could be here too. She is so classy.
I got
super
nothing.
So the show is set in the 60s.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like, I would say it's almost like Downton Abbey in a way.
Is it? So maybe I should start trying this Downton Abbey.
You should have thought of Downton
characters. I was hoping we would talk about Downton Abbey.
Oh yeah. This was my segue into
it. I talked about it with friends. Yeah. I already talked about this show yesterday with friends.
As soon as we started talking about it, I was like, we have to talk about Downton.
So who would you be?
Okay, I would really want to be Sybil.
So would I. I love
Sybil. That's who
Sybil.
I was thinking of.
So basically, we all.
But we're not all the same.
If you're honest, I'm probably Mary.
She's the oldest, right?
Yeah.
And you are, because you're practical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's very...
Who is the blonde sister?
Edith.
Edith? Mm-hmm. I don't like her at
all.
Well,
yeah, she just...
You really start to feel bad for her.
I do feel bad for her, but, like, her voice and the way she talks and how she sounds, I just stop it.
Yeah.
I don't
think
I'd be any
really
of them.
Liked Lily James' character.
Oh, I love her.
What's
her
name? Lily James?
Rose?
Is she the cousin?
Yes. Cousin Rose.
So there's a movie on Netflix called... Oh, it's a Netflix original.
Oh, yes, yes. I know
it's
what
like Guernsey potato peel
pie club.
Yes, literacy thing.
Wait, is that a new
It's
one?
A really complicated name.
Okay,
so Sybil's in it, and so is Rose. It's actually pretty decent.
There's more than Guernsey's husband.
Which one?
The one at the end. The race car driver. He's in it.
Yep, Matthew Good is in it. Yep. Uh-huh. And then, what's it called? Guernsey
Potato Peel.
Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Mm. It's a mouthful, but it's
on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Just came out.
And 98%.
And the charge maid, the head maid, the older woman.
Miss...
I can't remember their names.
What's her name?
Perkin?
Nope. Like Barnes.
I don't know, but she marries the butler.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She's in it.
Okay.
I swear, half the Downton Abbey
You know they're
cast.
Making a movie.
Yes. Downton Abbey?
They're making a Downton Abbey movie, and I'm so excited.
We all need to go.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Okay.
We're going to have to bring Keith, because he's the one that got me on that show.
Keith watches Downton?
Oh, he's the one that was like, can we watch this? And I was like, you want to
really?
Watch
this?
Really?
My dad
I love it.
I couldn't get in on it, when it was on TV.
I never watched it when it was
but
on.
Then,
no, I watched it on TV.
Like, my dad this past Christmas... My sister Ashley got my dad for Christmas all however many seasons on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so how do you guys watch it now? Because this is not it's not available now.
You can't.
Right?
You have to get it
on
DVD
or something.
Really? Or you watch reruns on PBS. I think you can get it on
PBS
Amazon. I think you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon.
But because it's a BBC thing, you can't. It's not on Hulu.
Yeah. Well, Sherlock's on there. That's BBC.
Right. Oh, then maybe... No. It's Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. It's not BBC. It's Masterpiece.
They do that weird Masterpiece thing in the
beginning. Yeah, when they do Masterpiece theaters, it's not on Hulu and Netflix or anything like that. It's their own thing.
I'm going to watch this show.
Okay, it used to be on Netflix, though. That's how I first saw it.
I remember somebody told me...
Season 1 was on Netflix, and I was like, what's
but
this
it was,
show?
But, so ironically enough, it was the British version.
Was it?
Because they released two different versions.
Wait,
there is
wait,
a
wait,
British
wait.
Version
wait.
And an
What's
American version.
I thought it was just the one version of...
So in the first, I think just in the first season, there's actually a British version and it's longer and the episodes are longer too.
I want more.
And it used to be on Netflix. And then when... And that was, this was before they realized what a big hit it was going to be. And then once it became
they
a hit,
took
they took it down.
Yeah.
And then there was no longer a British version and an American version. There was just
version.
Downton Abbey.
Ah.
And then that's when it started going on Amazon Prime, and if you wanted to watch it, you had to pay for it.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But because there were
six
two
seasons.
Because a friend of mine said they watched it, and then when they rewatched season one a different way, they were like, there's a lot of stuff left out of season one that was in the quote British version.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Huh.
Yeah, series one, series two.
Yeah, I know. I was kinda like, so how do I see said British version?
Man. I just remember, so with the first couple episodes of that show, I was like, I don't know.
Wait, Emmy, are you going to watch it?
I want to.
Okay,
I mean,
so we can't
I already
do spoiler
know someone
alerts.
Dies, so it's fine.
Oh, not someone.
Well, a lot of people die.
I was going to say.
It's up you're just going to want to watch it.
You talked about one specific person, and I'm sure I'm not going to remember the name by the time I watch it.
All I know is...
It'll ruin things. Just
all
don't.
I know is one specific person died, and I was so upset.
It was horrible.
I had to pause it, and I walked upstairs to my parents' room, and I was still sobbing.
Was
from
this
the
person
death.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking of the male.
Oh no, I actually couldn't have cared less about them. They were. I was getting annoyed with them.
I guess he wanted to get
so
off
the
show.
By the
show
time that they died, I was like, I'm over it.
Really?
Ah. Well, the first male to die, I was a little bit upset, and then when the female died.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So then when the female died, I was. I was upset.
This is
I walked,
getting gloomy.
I know. I walked into my parents' room, and they apparently were actually waiting for me because they knew what part I was at, and they were already waiting. And I walked up, and I was just sobbing, and my parents were dying laughing. They're like, "We wondered how you were going to respond to this,"
gosh.
And I was
sure cried.
I That's don't want to watch this anymore. Yeah. I was texting you when I watched it.
Oh yeah,
I was upset.
I was waiting for you to get through certain parts,
right? Because she was trying not to spoil anything, and I was just texting her how could they do this to me? I was. Oh, I mean,
I was like, just
there.
Wait. Things, other things happen.
She was
but
like,
that's
she kept
about
saying.
Harry Potter when the main dude died.
Dumbledore?
Yes. I was very mad.
Yeah,
the main
but...
dude.
You know Dumbledore's name? Jeez.
Dumbledore's not exactly the main. What?
Well,
I never watched the series. I didn't know anything about the books and everything.
About.
And so because I lived with Shannon, she had all the series. So I watched it. And I was really mad at her and to the people because I was like, why would you make me watch something? And then I'm crying because I had no clue that he died.
I cried when the brothers died. Or when the twin brother died.
That also gets gloomy. Yeah.
I was upset when the brother died. But and then I was really upset
about that one.
When Lupin and Tongs died. Because that was upset.
There's a lot of people.
It wasn't necessary.
It just got really dark after that first
when
movie.
When Dobby died.
That is upsetting.
Oh, yeah. See, I just didn't like that whole part.
Courtney, did you watch any of it?
I did. Oh. But the problem is, okay, so I read the books after college.
Right.
And then I would watch the movie after I read each book.
Okay.
I can't tell you a single thing that happened in any of it.
What?
I don't know why this happens, but whenever I read a book, I can't tell you what happens in the book.
I can't remember people's names.
And I'm about that way with movies, too.
Well, with Harry Potter, though, those books are super long. And there's a lot of detail, and there's a lot of monologue. So there's a lot of detail that was in the book that was not in the movie that I don't remember anything about.
True.
So...
We want to be in Harry Potter.
Can I be Hermione?
I want to be Hermione.
Everyone's going to be Hermione.
Right.
I would not want to be in Harry Potter.
I would not want to be Harry.
That's true. I want to be with Ron.
I could be the weird girl with red hair.
Your life here.
I have a thing for redheads. I'd want to end up with Ron.
Luna would be cool.
Could I be Luna?
I finally understood.
I feel like you're more Luna than
Luna's
you are
name now. Shannon's dog. I finally understood why she called her Luna after watching
this. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know anything about Harry Potter.
You didn't know Luna was named after a Harry Potter character?
Nope.
Ugh.
Wow. Interesting.
And I realized...
Plus her heart.
There was one movie... There was one movie that I knew, I knew, 45 minutes of it, and I realized it was the last movie.
Wow. Seriously? Oh, my goodness.
Every time I went to the gym, it was playing.
They play Harry Potter at the gym?
Mm-hmm. What gym do you go to?
LA Fitness.
Does that, like,
do they always play?
It's probably a channel that always plays at, TBS.
No, they give you a list of the.
So you always just chose Harry Potter in the last 45
minutes? I would go
on
Tuesday, Thursdays, and that was Harry Potter days. No, Monday, Wednesday.
That could get some people to work
out. I was going to say, that might get me to the gym.
That got me to finish an hour workout. I was like, oh, man, the movie's almost done. I'll just keep going.
That's a good
idea. I still
idea.
Wouldn't go, actually, if I'm being honest.
You'd be surprised the power of a movie.
I need to watch a TV show.
I would just start watching the movie and forget to
walk
or
but
run.
You're on the treadmill, so you have to keep.
This reminded me.
If you want to keep watching, you got to keep walking.
It keeps the movie on, that would be definite motivation. Sorry, Courtney.
Okay, so this reminded me of another character that I want to be.
Okay, we've digressed from.
But you haven't even said yours yet.
Yeah,
I did. I went first.
He started.
Sorry.
Jeez,
we had to pay attention.
And he's like,
bless her heart.
Let's go again.
Bless her heart.
Are we trying to get the most bless her hearts or get away without getting any?
Okay, what were you saying?
Okay, so another character that I want to be is Rebecca Pearson in This Is Us.
I don't want to
be. No, I want to be Jack. I love Jack.
No, because Jack dies. And I don't want to go through that.
But I love her.
Okay, but wait a second. Stop.
I don't like Rebecca.
Stop. Wait a second.
No.
Okay, but she.
Now, if you're asking me, do I want to be Mandy Moore?
Yes. That I would say yes to.
That I will say yes to.
Okay, wait a second. Stop. Okay, so
but not Rebecca Pearson.
So she does have a horrible, sad part, right?
Right.
But think about all the stuff that happened for her to get to that horrible part.
Right, there's still the horrible, awful heartache of
I
her husband.
That's my greatest fear.
Thing that I have to overcome to even consider getting married is something could happen and they could die.
It gets way worse once you get married.
Right.
I check up on Keith when he's a little late.
I'm just saying.
That's twisted. You are soulless.
I'm not.
I feel like her character's not as good, though. Jack is really the good character.
Well, Jack is
Can
good,
I have
yes,
the opportunity to marry Jack without him dying?
So you just want Milo.
Because that makes the show. There's there's really no plot.
I want Milo,
without,
but I don't want Jess.
But,
no,
well, that
not
has
Jess.
Nothing to do with.
No. Jess is awful.
Can we talk about that 4-episode series?
Oh, yes.
Can we talk about Gilmore Girls?
Is there going to be another one?
I want them to bring another one.
There has to be, because Rory's pregnant.
No. Yes.
I forgot
Spoiler
about that.
No.
It's been out for over a year.
It's too late.
If you didn't know Rory was pregnant, then you live under a rock.
And if you don't know who Rory is,
after I said it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Taylor.
Yeah.
Team Logan, Team Jess, or Team Dean?
Oh, Dean. Gosh.
Shh. It is not your turn yet.
I don't even know.
You have to pick one.
I don't want
to
pick one.
Pick the first one that comes to mind. Dean, Logan, or Jess? And go.
Dean.
Okay.
Dean.
Logan.
Definitely Logan.
I was going to be Logan, and then I didn't do it.
refresh my mind.
If I can marry Logan Huntsberger in real life, then I would just be
happy. I just think out of the three boyfriends that she had, Logan was the one that really, like, pushed her. Like, she did her thing, too, but, like, they both together.
Wasn't he with someone in that, though?
Yes. No, I mean, in the most recent one, yes.
Yes, like, when that's they why were, I didn't say his name. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
But when they were in college, she proposed.
And she said no.
Yeah,
because she chose herself. She's smart
because she knew she needed Dean.
No. Dean is like the biggest waste of space as a boyfriend ever to be in.
No. Okay, again, each of these characters met her where she needed to be at the time that she was at.
Yeah,
but Dean was really I do not like the affair part.
There's a lot of opinions here.
Jess was the worst.
You know who I'd want to pick? What's his face?
That doesn't help me.
Luke.
Rory can't pick
Luke. No, not for Rory. I just like Luke.
I did like, who was the other guy? Shoot.
The one that would always...
No, the one that...
No.
No, I did like Christopher. But the one that who worked with her dad, and like, her dad and him ended up like selling each other out.
Hmm?
They were both in business together. I want to say his name was like, she was a childhood friend with him.
No,
I feel like you're talking about a specific episode.
And he was dating a random dude in the beginning of that.
Chris Medina?
Nice thing.
Chris Medina's cool.
I did. I no, Max Medina. Name. That's what his name is.
I don't know.
Max. No, but like he.
So we're talking about Lorelai now?
Yeah, we are.
It always goes back to Gilmore Girls. Got off of that.
No, I'm saying Lorelai. We moved from Rory.
When I said Luke,
when you said Luke, and then I got Lorelai.
In the new series, though, I'm not as big a fan of Lorelai.
What new series?
In, like, the
Netflix one.
Emmy's thinking.
Silence.
I was going to say, I'm really quiet.
Contemplation.
So I felt, yes, she I also, would agree with you, but I also felt age, like...
Or did she have work done?
I don't know. I always thought she was really pretty.
I think too, but I thought her face looked a little weird. Mm. Like, around her lips and mouth.
You were really paying attention right here.
Well, once you age, like, stuff happens.
Well, though, but, like, if you watch it, like, all the way through, if you watch, like, the original seasons and then go straight into the Netflix one, like, there's definitely...
Well, how many years are there?
She shot Parenthood in that time.
No, I know. But, like, it's weird, like, in the posters and in the previews, she doesn't look different. Like, they definitely touched up. Yeah, they touched those
because
up
they
a lot.
Need to reminisce about.
Right.
Let's
but
talk
then
about
when you watch it. She's a little rough.
Okay, but let's just talk about our favorite character of all time on Gilmore Girls.
Bless her heart. She is.
Right? It's got to be Sookie or Kurt. Kurt's good.
Kurt, I really liked him in the four episodes.
What was her friend?
Lane.
Yeah. Lane's good.
Lane's a good character to be.
Lane annoyed me all the time.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Seth? What was his name?
Seth.
The guy from Dosey.
Yeah, Seth. I always liked him. Was on there for a very short period.
Okay. Yeah.
He was Lane's first secret boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, her mom was hilarious.
I know. She was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that you don't meet Mr. Kim until the Netflix series.
I was like,
holy cow, guys.
I forgot he was in that.
Right? What else, guys?
I keep tapping the table. I'm sorry, listeners, if this is getting weird. I don't know if you can hear it or not. It's probably fine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Elle
Woods.
I do have Elle Woods on my
you
list.
You are Elle Woods.
Sorry, I'm just like, that's one of
I was
a good
surprised
movie.
You didn't talk about it. I was waiting, and then you didn't
saw
mention it.
Can we do the bend and snap?
Yes.
Oh my god, okay. It works every time.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you what. So, I have been blonde most of my life.
No kidding.
Shocker.
And yes.
Most of my life. I've only now not been blonde.
There's a couple of Facebook pictures on there and she is a brunette.
It is dark. Yes.
It is dark.
Got dark for a while.
So I have been blonde most of my life. And when Legally Blonde came out, I was like, this could go one of two ways. It can really make fun of blondes or it can be really empowering for blondes.
Or it could be both.
Or it could be both, yeah, but to me it wasn't. It was one or the other. I'm very black and white. There's not a lot of gray space in my life.
Kidding. One episode we're going to have to talk about Courtney's boxes.
Oh, God.
The boxes that she puts people in as soon as she meets them.
Oh, yeah, those boxes.
The boxes.
But people can jump from box to box. Oh, we asked her this question.
I'm in the box that she did not like me when she met me.
And look how far you've come.
And now we have a podcast together.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Okay, oh but you gosh. Knew I didn't like you.
I want to hear that part. Right?
Actually, I kind of assumed once we started hanging out, but in the beginning, I didn't really think so, because in my defense, I thought she was really sweet, and I really wanted to get to know her, but I worked retail all the time, so I never had the opportunity to, like, actually, like, we never ended up in the same group outings together.
I don't feel like you guys were in the same circles at the
beginning.
Well,
it wasn't even the same circles. Together.
Yeah.
Right, it wasn't even...
What are the
look at that. Look at what I did.
No, it wasn't you. It was you. No, it was you giving me an option. You told me what the room layouts were, I chose the Courtney room, because it was Courtney Mays and then Courtney Wade.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was just like, yeah, I'll go with the Courtneys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you and me, the first time room with Courtney Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yes, back to Elle Woods. Okay.
Forget these first impressions.
So
she's just trying to get away from the box conversation.
Yeah, that's not...
I kind of liked it.
FYI, universe, if Courtney has met you, you're in a box. Just FYI.
Oh my gosh, people should be able to, like, comment on social media.
Now we are going to start getting emails. What box am I in?
Oh, I know. Okay, real quick blurb about that. They're not real boxes, people. I just analyze everything, and so I can quickly read someone and decide where I want to put them in. Okay, first of all, you have to realize that there aren't that many personality types in the world, right? Like,
she's defending.
I know, she really is. We should save this for the box.
This is gonna get too long.
Because I want to hear what you have to say about.
I'm actually really intrigued. For
so
her
am
to
I.
Keep saying.
Okay,
this.
Well, maybe we'll record another episode right after this.
Okay. It'll be like okay. So we'll do like a little extra segment, a bonus segment,
episode.
A bonus episode. Okay. So just
you got Taylor's.
It's like on Bravo. It's like live.
And Taylor's.
Stay
in.
Tuned. Stay
well,
tuned.
I was gonna call it something else, but I think that phrase is coined, so I don't want to say it.
What?
Well, like, does anybody listen to Ace and TJ in the morning? So
no,
they do,
but I've heard of them.
Does anybody listen? Do you?
No.
I've heard of them, too.
So they
I've
have a... So,
I actually think they're...
Oh, no, I like them. Don't say that.
And Mia's put them in the annoying
box. We can't be stupid.
Yeah, I put them in the annoying box.
What are you talking about? Listening.
That's
they
their
talk
job.
Too much. All we're doing is shouting right now.
I
want
to listen to music.
That's not what a radio, a morning show is about.
Which is why I now listen to my own
So radio shows annoy you.
No.
It's about podcasts. How you feel about podcasts?
There's this one that does the War of the Roses. That one's pretty funny.
I mean, that was the best ever. They talk too much. That's really what they get paid for.
As you're on a podcast.
If they were silent, I mean, wouldn't be good.
Okay, so we'll do a bonus episode about as Courtney gets water.
Oh, she's scratching the fan on. It's getting hot.
So there will be a bonus episode about Courtney's boxes.
Oh, I'm already freaking out about this.
So Courtney, Elle Woods.
Okay, so
So Legally Blonde's gonna go one of two ways.
Right, exactly. And so when I watched it, I was like, ooh, I kind of like this show. But I also feel like she makes fun of blondes, like, a little bit too much. So for a while, I didn't like it. But then I was like, maybe this could be my life one day. And
you wanted to be a lawyer?
Well, I wanted to
be
a big shot.
So she wanted to be Olivia Pope.
Yeah. Basically, I want to fix all the problems and get the credit. And that it sounds really horrible. It makes me sound like a horrible, selfish person. And
no,
I,
you mean as a female, you want to do things right the first time? That sounds insane.
Bless all the girls' hearts. Okay, so.
Psh, don't bless my heart. That's how life is. Let me do it. It'll get done right the first time.
So, anyway.
Emmy just started paying attention.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I liked Elle Woods, and I just thought, I feel like in the movie, too, she kind of, like, defeats the, hey, blondes aren't just stupid bimbos.
True.
And so, that's what I liked about her, and...
They're coming out
I
with
think my favorite
one.
Quote, they are?
Yeah.
I think my favorite quote is the one where they're finally at Harvard, and they're checking some list, and he, like, runs into her for the first time, and he's like,
hey,
you
got
into Harvard? Like it's hard or something like that? Yeah.
She's like, what? Hard. Like it's hard?
Yeah.
She's like, what? Like it's hard? I remember her head moves.
Yes.
And she does it.
It's like
perfect head bob.
Like it's hard? Yeah. Her hair is on a ponytail and it swings like back and forth.
Yeah. What's
the
dog's name?
Bruiser.
Bruiser.
But there's like a meme or
I think I think my favorite part though is when she's checking in and she's like, can I get the list of the summer parties, please? And the guy is like,
no.
Okay.
Or when they're doing their group And the she's studying. Totally not.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Party where she shows up in a bunny suit.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
I felt for her,
that's
though.
The but I do pivotal feel
like
moment there.
Yeah. Like, been my whole life in a way. Like, not to get, like, super... my life was awful. No,
did you put yourself in a box?
Okay, yeah, I probably just did. But I feel like
oh no,
almost
I'm
always...
so sorry. Stop! I was trying to get the gift, and then I just went to a movie.
Also, podcast episode topic: we're gonna have to ask, is it GIF
or GIF?
We don't know.
It's GIF.
Is it meme or meme?
It's definitely
or,
a meme.
Or in Spanish, meme.
It's a meme.
Have you seen this new meme?
No, seriously. My parents, like, said it one time, and I was like, what?
Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
For those of you that don't know, Emmy is Guatemalan. Just FYI.
Yeah, that's true.
And why would you know?
So we're not...
unless you know her.
We're not just randomly talking about Hispanics.
Oh, yeah. No, no, we're not.
You should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah, FYI.
But if you made it all this way, good.
It's been a long journey.
But musical or movie?
For what?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, a movie.
I love the musical.
Really?
It's so good.
I used to watch this show when they did like tryouts for the musical. Anyone watch that?
I don't.
Laura Bell Bundy's really good.
I just remember
that.
It's like a weird flashback.
I will say
watch Younger?
I did.
So good.
Yeah.
This season's really good.
Yeah, so it was on Hulu and then it wasn't.
No,
and
it's
back. No. It was on Hulu, but they weren't updating it. And now they're updating it.
Well, no, season 6 is going on right now, I think.
Okay.
So it's up to season 5.
That's what I mean. Like, they're... they weren't before. Like, it got up to, like, season 3 and then just stopped.
Yeah, she's really good at it.
Yes.
Even though there's an episode this time that I did not like. She was being a little too not
friendly. She was a little loose in the season that I was watching.
Well, she's pregnant in real life.
Not
so.
Very Lizzie McGuire.
I did
not at all.
Love Lizzie
I
McGuire.
Loved Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
I was an Even Stevens person.
Yes, I was about to say Even Stevens. Okay, I wanted to be Ren so bad.
I didn't have cable, so I couldn't watch any of this.
One of my favorite.
Cadet Kelly was just a really annoying movie.
Okay, wait a second. Stop. You said you didn't have cable, and now you're over here, you know all these... like
my
she
friend...
tried to get out of it, then she got back in. She
no, my friend made me watch Cadet Kelly with her.
Made you.
It's
like,
such a good
you got
movie.
The privilege to watch
I wanted to do the baton
twirl. Yeah,
was it the...
It was the
rifles?
I did like
rifle,
the...
What
I did
it called?
The color guard?
Color... No, I guess color guard? I don't know what
it's
called.
See, okay, rifle. What color... Never mind. I was going to be a really mean comment. Never mind.
Anyways.
Take it back. I was going to say something about color guard, but
so, should we do Bless Your Heart moments of the week?
Okay, guys. Do you have a Bless Your Heart moment?
I don't know.
I didn't get the 411
I'm doing. I need time to think about these.
So my dad had a Bless His Heart moment today.
Okay.
We were going into a store, and he pushed on a pool door. and it said pool. And I said, Dad, sweetie, please.
Mm-hmm.
It says pool. And so then when we were on our way out, you could see the word, like, pull through the screen. So obviously it was mirrored and backwards and everything. He goes, so do I still have to pull on the door? And I was like, Dad, just stop it. Just go outside.
So, I had a really good moment like that at Viva Chicken.
Okay.
We were out with another couple, and we, like, sat in the outside part, and it really looked like you were supposed to pull the door. But I kept pushing, and I knocked on it, and, like... I thought we were lucky. And like
it's
all
the people. Johnston.
It's the one at Waverly. And like people came out to help me, and I realized.
Oh.
And like Keith and this other couple are like cracking up at me. And then I like walk inside to get sauces, and I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Aww. Good sauces,
but
though.
This is why I'm Jess from New Girl. But I went there last week and reminisced when I saw the door.
Aww.
There was one time, though, that I tried to go in a gas station, and the door said push, and I pushed on it, and it wasn't a push door. And it was pool. And I was like, okay,
you
this is not my
put that there.
Right, like, you guys
to
totally did that on purpose.
Yeah.
So anyways. Has anybody, this is kind of a side note, but has anybody seen, like a fake sticker on a paper towel dispenser saying speak?
No.
To dispense it? Because I've seen that, like, on Facebook, like, somebody did it somewhere, and I just was curious if anybody saw it.
Towel, please.
Yeah, they said they'll like the sticker. It's like a clear sticker with writing on it, and they put it on the paper towel dispenser, and it says like "speak to dispense towels," and they're like, and then you just kind of stand and wait.
Huh.
Have you ever got? Okay, so do you just get used to automatic?
Yep.
Water
and do I stand
just,
with my hand under the sink and wait,
you're just
and
like,
nothing
oh,
happens?
I must.
I have to go back to the
manual.
Stone Age now.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, actually, not as much as I used to. So when I worked at a different location, on the first floor was all automatic sensors, and then like on the third floor, which was where all the employees were, where like the break room and stuff is, none of that was censored. And so when I would go to the bathroom on the third floor, I'd go to wash my hands, and I would literally stand with my hand in the sink for like a minute and a half, just waiting and wondering what was wrong. And then I'd realize,
that's a long time.
Yeah, it was. See, when you're tired and you've been working on it and you're just kind of zoned out on your lunch break, like you don't think about it, because I'm thinking about all the things that I need to get done once I'm back from lunch.
Yeah.
And so then I'm just standing there with my hand just under the sink, like, anytime, what is wrong with this? And then somebody else walks up and turns the sink on, and I'm like, all right, well.
This has made me think of a really good bless her heart moment this week.
Okay.
So this place I volunteer at, we have, like, meetings for other people that want to come volunteer, and so they have to sign in to come into the building. And so there's this computer with a mouse, and, I saw two people do it, but they, like, all touched the screen thinking it's a touch screen. And I'm like, you have to use the mouse.
That happens to me.
It's really funny. Like,
when people go to log in so we can get stuff cleared off, like, everybody just starts touching the screen. I'm like, hey, guys, there's a mouse right there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm just used to everything being touchscreen. I'm like, okay, well.
Has it really gone that far?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't.
But it's funny to me, and they, like, really don't get it.
Well, so.
Your bless your heart
moment. No, well, I don't think it's a bless our heart moment, but it's just, like, bless your heart moment. I think at work, the entire women in our job had to get a notice put on the stalls because we've gone from sensor to automatic. And people just walk out.
Oh, so that's reminding everyone to flush the toilet? Yes.
Yeah. I was like,
so look, just the women?
Flush. Well, I guess. I don't go to the guy's one.
So, Courtney, what's your bless your heart moment?
I don't know if I really had one. I'll have to get back to you. So, but anyways, yeah. So I think this was a good episode, though. It was fun.
It was.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We like having guest speakers.
Yeah. So, send us in if you have a character that you identify with, or a TV show, or a movie.
Or your bless your heart moment.
Yes, bless your heart moment. Send those in to our email, and we're at blessherheartxo@gmail.com. Again, blessherheartxo@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
And tell your friends about our show, subscribe, give us a 5-star review. Yeah.
Yes, do all those things.
Can I throw a shout out?
Yes.
Shout out to Rachel, our wax girl, because she listens. And she's been waiting for another episode.
Rachel Nicole Mintz.
Hey, Rachel, the wax girl.
I love you. I'm currently in the boat of trying to save money, so that's why I have not come to see you. But I love you. But I love you.
I was wondering. I was like, these people have got to be rolling in the dough to constantly go get wax.
No, I finally tapped out and was like, I can't afford to do this anymore. So I've been getting my eyebrows threaded, which hurts like a whoo. But it's cheaper. Your face is numb to pain then, because that hurts.
Well, I've been doing it since I was like 12.
Yeah. Waxing is like one and done, and it's over.
I think waxing is
threading. No, threading lasts forever.
Sorry, I started something, didn't I?
Anyway.
Threading gets a better shape.
It does. Threading, those lines are some sharp edges, let me tell you. Anyways, Rachel, I love you and I miss you.
Hopefully you listen this far.
It's not you. It was me.
Rachel, come Rachel, come be on our show.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
She'd probably love to.
She would. Okay. Email us. Okay. Bye.
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 The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.